The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, July 9th, 2017 is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, New International Version, July 9, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class discussion and preparation. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Isaiah 6, 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Some scholars believe that Isaiah was a member of the royal family. Therefore, he had access to the royal family that recognized he was a true prophet of God, and some of the kings called upon him in times of trouble. Isaiah dated his call to serve God as a prophet the year King Uzziah died, perhaps between 742 and 740 BC. Isaiah met God while worshiping in the temple. He saw that God is so majestic that the hem of his robe, or train, in the King James Version, filled the temple. God is far greater than any man-made temple on earth can contain. Isaiah 6, 2. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. Isaiah's vision extended beyond the temple to the throne room of God, which far exceeded the dimensions of the temple, which the hem of his robe filled. Isaiah saw angels who continuously served God. Two of their wings covered their faces, because even though they were holy angels, they were unworthy to look upon God face to face. Even as sinful human beings are unworthy to see the face of God, perhaps they covered their feet because they knew they were unworthy to serve God. They flew because they wanted to always and immediately obey and serve God when He called upon them. Isaiah 6:3. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, for the whole earth is full of His glory." These holy angels called out to one another in the hearing of Isaiah, and all with ears to hear and minds to understand the ultimate moral and spiritual fact about God. God is holy. As Christians, we know that God the Father is holy, the Son of God is holy, and the Holy Spirit is holy. They also declared the ultimate authority of God. God is the Lord of hosts, a number of beings too large for us to count or understand. God rules in holiness, over the hosts, over all rational beings, over all of creation. God is the Lord over all, and the angels declared that His name is Lord, which translates God's Hebrew name as Jehovah or Yahweh in the English language. The whole earth reveals the glory of God, because God created the whole earth. Those with spiritual discernment see the work of our Creator and learn some truths about God when they look at His creation. Because creation is fallen, and no longer as God created it, God has spoken in the Bible to give us truths we could never learn by observation alone. Isaiah 6:4. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Perhaps no other building in Jerusalem rivaled the size, construction, and importance of the temple, though King Solomon's palace may have come close. Still, when the angels declared the holy character and majesty of God, their powerful voices shook the very temple in which Isaiah worshipped. In his vision, smoke filled the temple as a possible result of the holy fire of God on the holy altar or the incense used in temple worship. Where there is smoke, there is usually fire, and fire is used for cleansing, especially for the purification of precious metals such as silver and gold. For God to appear and speak to Isaiah, God's temple first needed cleansing. Isaiah 6:5. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." When we consider the immensity of Isaiah's experience, no wonder he felt unworthy to see what he saw. He saw how horrible his sins were, and the sins of God's people in the context of God's holiness, power, and absolute authority as King of Kings. Our holy God is worthy to be served and worshipped in complete holiness and with unimpeachable moral purity. But even God's highest and holiest angels know they are not worthy to serve God apart from God's love and grace. As believers, we only become worthy to serve God after we entrust our lives to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and He cleanses us from all sins and sends the Holy Spirit to live within us. Isaiah 6:6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. Isaiah confessed and declared that he was sinful and totally unworthy of seeing God, the King, in all of His holiness and glory. Then God sent an angel to cleanse the lips of Isaiah, using a coal from God's holy altar. Because this was a true experience in a vision, Isaiah did not report any pain, but he did experience a moral and spiritual cleansing and renewal. God cleansed Isaiah's lips, and Isaiah would use his lips in the service of God. Isaiah 6:7. With it, He touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. The angel explained to Isaiah the meaning of his actions. With Isaiah's guilt removed and his sins blotted out, so no one would ever again see or remember those behaviors of Isaiah that demonstrated his past rebellion against God, the Lord, Isaiah could now hear the words of God and reply to the words of God with all feelings of guilt and shame removed. His sinful past would no longer make him unworthy to serve God, for God had made him worthy by his cleansing. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. Before Isaiah even knew the tasks that God wanted him to perform, he told God that he could send him, that he was willing to do whatever God wanted done. In this sense, Isaiah became as the holy angels that worshiped God day and night. He was ready to do immediately whatever God asked of him, and he was eager to tell others the truth about the true God, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah's love for God and thankfulness that God had forgiven and cleansed him motivated him and made him willing to serve God. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Where was Isaiah when he received his call and vision from God? What might this reveal to us about the importance of regular worship in God's house? 2. Are you as ready as the angels were in Isaiah's vision to serve the Lord? Are you as willing to serve God as Isaiah became after the angel cleansed his lips? 3. If you are not eager, ready, and willing to serve God in whatever God asks of you, what do you need to make you ready and willing? 4. How can your sins be removed and blotted out today? Do you really want to live free from the practice of any sins? 5. Read Isaiah 6:8 again. Why do you think God used the plural us in Who will go for us? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Why Believers Want to Serve God, July 9, 2017. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. The highest angels flying above God's throne were the seraphim. They covered their eyes and their feet with their wings because they knew they were unworthy to proclaim the glory, holiness, and magnificence of the Lord. They had never sinned. They were morally and spiritually pure. But they acknowledged the fact, before all creation, that they were undeserving to see or serve God. Only God's love and grace gave them the honor and enabled them to proclaim to one another for all to hear, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. Isaiah 6:3. When Isaiah saw the Lord, high and exalted, and seated on a throne, he cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Isaiah 6:5. When Isaiah saw God's glory, he knew immediately that he had sinned against God, and thought God had come to condemn him. Graciously, God had not come to condemn, but to save him from his sins and empower him to serve him. With the cleansing fire of God, God atoned or compensated for Isaiah's sins, which pointed to what God wants to do for all who will place their faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ, who by dying on the cross graciously compensated for our sins and made God's just forgiveness possible. When God asked for someone to serve him, Isaiah immediately responded, "Send me." Indeed, all those God makes clean want to serve him. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.